Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to the edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February 14th of 2024, which can only mean one thing. Happy Valentine's Day to you and all of yours. Hopefully you're doing something for your Valentine if you have one. If not, then, you know, stop your Valentine's nonetheless.
Jesus will be your
Valentine. He can be your Valentine because, you know, after all, he's, you know, he's in heaven. Did you see your card that said, don't forget?
I sure did, and I love it.
Yay! We just happened to find these cards for Valentine's Day that instead of saying do not forget, instead they say don't forget. Kind of a pun on word, but I think it's a funny pun nonetheless. It really is.
It was hilarious.
It really is. Even it's not a pun in the form of like what I see at the gym where I go at the Planet Fitness location that I go to work out in. Obviously not all Planet Fitness locations have the pun board, but the location where I live has one, does one. They just think, the workers there just think it's a cool thing. So they do that. Because any Planet Fitness that, you've been to a couple different planets, right, Jade?
Yeah.
All of them have the Tootsie Rolls, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
But ours, is ours the only one you know of that does a pun board?
That I know of, yes.
They all have a board that might say something about, you know, we will be closed on such and such date. But then a lot of times they just won't use that other side.
Correct.
So they all have the board. It's just that Midland's the only one you know of that uses the other side of said board.
Correct.
And that's where they put the puns on. And that's where we can see it.
Right.
Like the one, such as the one I referred to about the, where you go to make the banana split, which is Sunday school. You went to A-E, not Y, but E,
right.
Referring to an ice cream sundae. Speaking of food, I did try my first punch tea yesterday, which was yesterday I had one, and then today I had my next one. So I have one left. It's the strawberry cheesecake one.
You had one left.
Yep.
I what? Ate it. Just kidding.
Because I love me an Oreo one. I love me the peanut butter cup one. And then I still have the strawberry cheesecake one. We will see if it's the best one or not. You know, we'll see what my mouth says. I get these, all three of these kinds every year from the place where I get my punch keys, and it's hard to tell which one is the best one for me. I will say this. It has a peanut butter cup. The peanut butter cup one has one peanut butter cup. But I wish it had more peanut butter frosting as well.
Ooh, that would be good.
But being it doesn't, you know, it still is great. It doesn't make it less. But I feel like if it did, maybe it could be the thing that put it over the top. Meaning my number one that I had.
That would be.
And people might say, well, there's like three different donut shop, I mean, punchy places in Bay City, and they're of the top five for the Tri-Cities and Flint region. One is Cops and Donuts, which also happens to have one in a Bay City location. Another Bay City shop called Crazy X, but they're a Polish, so. Another one is Another one, the other one is Barney's Bakehouse Bakery, which has locations in Bay City and Freeland. Donna's Donuts in Flint. And then I forget what the other one was that they said. Oh, Crust Bakery in Bridgeport. No, that's Buttercrust, but Crust in Fenton. So I have been to all of them but one and had their baked goods. The one I haven't been to is the only one I haven't had baked goods from was Crezyx, but I've had baked goods from all the other ones mentioned. And I've been to a place in Bay City and on Bridgeport called Buttercrust. Buttercrust located in Bridgeport. Do you remember seeing that one before?
No, but it sounds delicious.
Yep, it's in Bridgeport, mile off of I-75. So it's kind of in the Frankenmuth area, but other way off the exit. If you can kind of picture.
Yes, okay. I'm tracking now.
But that's in more like downtown Bridgeport, where like where all the truckers go, though, is like right by the freeway.
Right.
I still think it's funny that they have two different truck stops. Or is it essentially three now?
Essentially three now.
Because Love's truck stop, and then there's the and then there's the QTA truck stop.
Yeah.
What's the other truck stop?
I forget what it's called. Hold on.
Is that the one that's the other way?
Yep, it's the other way.
From the other two.
Yep. It's
Love's is what used to be Freeway Fritz.
I don't remember what it was before Love's, but
it was called Freeway Fritz.
Okay.
That name kind of sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah.
It had a GCBY, and it had a place, like, to get, like, chicken tenders that had been, like, from Zender's or whatever, you may recall.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't have full-fledged dinner. It just had, like, chicken tenders and that. And also, not only that, but at a reduced price compared to the Frankenmuth.
Right.
But then again, what's also weird is how Zender's Bakery isn't that expensive either. Is it just me, or is that kind of weird?
I haven't been there in so long that I honestly couldn't tell you. If they were expensive or not.
You just knew they had a big bakery.
Yeah, I do remember that they had a big bakery.
Like with its own entrance and stuff even.
Right.
But I'm not sure that too many people come in from off the highway because of how far in it is. If it was right by the highway, I think more people would go to it.
Right, probably.
Including, quite possibly, myself. Because generally, if you're in the middle of trying to drive, I don't want to get too far off the highway, like more than a mile, mile and a half. I'd rather not. I mean, I'm not a driver, but at the same time, like for those who drive, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and if it is farther off, I'd rather at least be on a road that you just follow that road down, you know, back to the highway.
Right.
You know, to at least make it, you know, easy. You know, but, you know, and this thing about Valentine's Day, I mean, it's great to love and all that, but then if you did this thing with Secret, Cupid is not necessarily a good thing. There's a spirit behind it called concupiscence. I don't hear it talked about much lately. Dr. Barclay has mentioned it before. But haven't you heard that there's things behind Cupid that are not good?
I have heard that.
And, like, it can bring, you know, spirit, you know, there's things behind it that are, like, just not, you know, one of the God kind of love, not the Cupid kind.
Exactly.
The Cupid kind, you know, that will just go away anytime I want. Like if you try to go to the old Cupid.com to advertise way back when.
Yeah,
they used to advertise it way back when. And I knew it wasn't a good idea, that people shouldn't go there.
Right.
I didn't go, but I was like, I remember hearing it, and I was like a teenager saying, oh my goodness, what a crap, you know? They used to say, you know, don't be dumb, go to Cupid.
Right.
I'm thinking, no, don't be dumb. Love the way God said. You know, because, forget Cupid. You know, like, it'll just be, because then, whether you're courting someone or whether you're married or whether you're, there's that God kind of love. Like, if you're truly going to do the love relationship thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the love of, like, how we love everybody in the love of the Lord. You know, that's different. I'm talking about you love someone.
Right.
Whether it be your wife or your husband, you should love your children. Of course, you're supposed to love your children. And that's cool if you want to take your kids out. If you take your kids out to dinner tonight on Valentine's or maybe you did that last weekend or this coming weekend, have at it. And we were referring to a little bit ago, the helper Valentine's card. So, like, all that stuff is all good, but this whole Cupid thing, it's not good. The spirit of concupiscence, as it's called, it's not good. I know it's not something we heard here, Keith taught on a lot, studied it much, so I'm not going to get into it, really. I'm just saying it's not good. Like, there's things behind it that are not good, so it's best to. I didn't say don't do Valentine's. I said don't be falling for those Cupid lines.
Right.
And so, you know, I know. Last year, me and my parents were on. The last day we were in Florida for the whole day was, in fact, Valentine's Day. And my mom and dad did take a happy photo together. I was off to the side, but they took a nice happy photo. You know, we were out on the street walking around. A nice, warm Tampa evening. And, they're doing that right now. If they're not listening to my show, I hope they're doing some nice, good Valentine-y thing, for lunch or whatever. They got to fly, because they got to fly this evening, their time. They got to fly at like 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what they call red-eye flights. Mm-hmm. Red-eye flights are flights that take off, like after 8 or 9 p.m.
Right.
But then, what's that thing? I want to say if it starts between 8 and 10, it's more like a pink, not a red.
Probably.
Yeah, because you have heard of red eye ones, right?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody has heard of both.
Have you? And that last flight you had taken was, I would say it was a pink. That one was a pink because it left at like 8:30 or 9, something like that.
I don't remember what time it was.
You knew it was pink or red, though.
Right.
And then the super early ones, they just call early bird.
Right. I have been on a red eye flight, though, where it was all night long.
So you were on a bright red.
Yeah, I've been on a bright red.
I remember, where was that going?
Virginia.
From?
Michigan.
But it would only be a 2.5 hour flight. Was this a leave? Was this a, like a 10 p.m. leave?
No, it was actually like 4 or 5 hours because it was not a straight flight and there was a layover.
Where was the layover?
Georgia.
And ATL, was it Delta?
Yep.
What time was the first flight, the first leg?
Like 1 a.m.
I didn't think they have. They don't really do many 1 o'clock leaving flights. Was this?
They did that day.
How long ago was this? So was this like 10, 15 years ago?
15 years ago.
I don't know if it's since COVID or whatever, but I feel like they've cut back on these 1, 2, and 3 a.m. flights.
It could be because of COVID. I don't know.
But they don't, but like nowadays, a lot of times, like unless it's from Hawaii or something, the latest they'll leave might be like 10 p.m. or something, and the earliest they'll leave is like 5 a.m.
Yeah, I have no idea.
5 has always been the earliest that you've known of from to leave in the morning was 5?
I've heard of 4 here and there, but 5 for the most part, yeah.
But and a lot of times the security won't even open until 4. You heard of that, though?
I have.
So for a 5 o'clock flight, how are they supposed to have everyone checked for 4? How do they check everyone in for a 4 o'clock flight?
That's a good question.
Do they have a special line, do you feel like, or what?
Possibly. I really couldn't.
Because from what you understand, Stan, most of the regular securities don't open before 4.
Right.
So what kind of special early flight would that be, these 4 and 5? If they're not early birds, what are they? What would those be? Ultra early birds? Or
so.
Regular early bird, you would say starts with like the 6.
Right.
The regular one.
Well, I think 5 would be early bird. 4 would be
also early. Anything between 6 a.m. and like 8 p.m. is just a regular flight.
Right.
Or maybe 6 might be semi-early, kind of like how the 8 or 9 is a pink eye.
Right. That's
Or would you say a 4 a.m. is really still a red eye?
No, I don't think 4 a.m. is a red eye. I think 3 a.m. would be cut off for that.
For like the... Because these red eyes are based on when they start, not when they land. Because even if it lands at midnight, someone else's time, or I've been on a flight that became a red eye thanks to delays.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Do you feel like a lot of red eyes are, in fact, that?
Exactly, yeah.
I would say a quarter of red eyes or 20% of red eyes or something like that are turned red eyes thanks to delays.
Yeah, delays probably are a big portion of it.
Because general red eyes, I feel like they're not the biggest thing. You know, there's a lot more that are pink. And like a 7 p.m. leaving, those don't count. They're not even pink.
No.
They're not in anything eye.
I agree.
They're just a regular flight, if you know what I mean.
Yep, I
but,
agree.
But nonetheless... But nonetheless, we did that nice thing and we went to a nice place for dinner last year. Me and my, you know, this place called Amateur Works, which is like a thing, a food hall that has like a lot of different places at it to get foods, different foods and stuff. And
cool.
Like it's not quite as quick as fast food, but I'd say like fast casual. So, like, because it's, like, nicer, you know, than fast food, you know, not, but, like, you still seat yourself and that like you do in a fast food or mall food court type situation. But, okay. All right. Real quick housekeeping stuff that this is. Stuff that I mention every night. So those of you who tune in on a regular basis, just bear with me for a minute because you never know. We never know when we might have first-timers tuning in. So I don't do this to try to be repetitive by any means. Just, you know, we have visitors that come in. I know I'm doing like what Dr. Bowsley does. You know, sure. But nonetheless, so here we go. First thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com. That is RIVERS. Find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing to your life, because I want to see you get blessed. I want to see your faith get built up. And when you read stories like The Journey, you know, the stuff in my life, and yes, there's been rough stuff. Some of the things in these miracles, you know, there's things in these that it's rough. But you know what? In the end, the victory is greater than the battle.
Amen.
The victory is better than greater than the battle. Yeah, but you don't know how rough mine is. The victory is still greater. It really is. And I'm not just saying that to try to sell more books. No. I'm not doing that crazy profiteering stuff. But I do tell the truth. Or whatever, to try to sell more. Isn't that what, kind of what they call profiteering?
I think so.
Or is that more so something like with your products trying to boost your profits? I think it's trying to sell more or something, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's not necessarily, it's trying to boost your profits off of what you're, that's different. But no, we're not doing that. And my mom wrote the book, but nonetheless, I always say, I promote it, you know, and I don't do it for flattery or any of that stuff. I don't do flattery, like with the intent to flatter. And if I've done that to any of you somehow, I'm sorry, because I don't intend to do, that's not my intent, that's not my purpose, that's not what I do, my program. But nonetheless, you go online to riversofmiracles.com, buy the book, read the book, and then rather than just throw it away or something, why not give it to somebody? Give it to somebody. Laura, one of my helpers, her daughter lives in Florida, and she's given that book to several different people in Florida that have read that book down there in the Orlando area of Florida, 2 hours from where I go when I go to Florida. But anyhow, she's given them to these people, and from what I've heard, none of them are sorry that they've read it. None of them are sorry that they've read it. Which I see that as a good thing, I really do. And yes, it's great to think positive in that, but if you don't know my Jesus and you read that book, it should make you want to know my Jesus and not just be like, oh yeah, it's cool to know this Miracle Man's story. Because my story is a great story. It really is. And I know God's not done with me. I greatly understand that. And I take comfort in that. I really do. Knowing that my best days are ahead. It's not something I try to guess about. I just feel it in my spirit that my best days are ahead. And when I heard of the idea of, you know, the prayer was heal him or take him home. Still in my earthly body here on the earth, you know what that tells me? God's not done here with me.
Amen.
Because otherwise, if I got too caught up in the heal him or take him home mindset, if I got too caught up in that, it'd be too easy. It would be easy for me to just get all down and be like, why am I not with him yet? But instead I chose to believe for healing rather than in the healing rather than the take him home. Because if I got in the take him home mindset, I'm not sure I'd quite feel the way I do. I'm not sure I'd be as happy. I'm not sure I'd be, you know, because but then again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I don't, but still, I keep believing that I'm going to see and by His stripes, I do see right now. I do. But my eyes are going to feel that. And my eye sockets are going to feel that. And my brain is going to feel that. And the rest of my, all the things in my eyes are going to feel that. And that sight is going to come through those. In the name of Jesus. And that is the stuff I continue to claim. With that and everything else. And I know God's not done. I know He's not. And the plan is that when that's all manifest, we're going to make that book into a movie. Amen. We're going to make that into a movie. And you know what? I'll be so excited for you to see that movie. It'll be a great movie. Don't know what else is going to be in it, but I feel like that day's come. So avail yourself to that book, please. If you would, you won't be sorry that you read it. If you are sorry that you read it, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't know what to tell you in that case. But go to riversofmiracles.com, find out info, buy the book. And share. Buy, read, share. That's the way to do it. Buy it, read it, share it.
Amen.
And hopefully through that, you know, share the love of Jesus. Because I believe 2024 is the year of more. And a big part of that more souls for the kingdom of God. And more damage done to the kingdom of the devil. The other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. Sowing your seed into the Miracle Man program. You can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program by going to paypal.com. When you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you'll want to type in my name. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind two quick grammar things. The first one is that the first R in Rivers is capitalized, as is the S in Shukla. Secondary to that, there's a space between Rivers and Shukla. So it's capital R, then a Y-V-E-R-S, then there's a space, then capital S, H-U-K-L-A. And then you'll see that. And again, the reason I tell that to you so plainly is so that, you know, you're sowing your seed, it goes to the right place. And yes, to those of you who have sown seeds, it's great, you know, that people sow their seed. It's great, all those of you who listen to this program. I'm grateful that you do that. More importantly than you want to hear what I have to say, more important than that is that you get to hear the Word of God. Because in the end, it's about winning souls. In the end, it's about people getting the Word of God way more than what it's just someone hearing my voice. Amen. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight for sowing your seed is, "My God shall supply all of your needs according to what the Dow Jones Industrial Average did today." And the NASDAQ and the S&P, the CP, Consumer Price Index. I'm sorry. "Therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to the local gas price at the gas station closest to your house." Oh, it doesn't say that either. Oh, whoops. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. His riches and glory. According to his economic system. His economic system doesn't go up, down, sideways, backwards. Doesn't do any of that stuff. Jehovah Rapha. You say, what do you bank? The bank of the fish. You say, what is the bank of the fish? Where if you need the money to pay the tax, it's in that coin to pay all the to pay all your taxes is in the mouth of the fish. Have you read that parable?
Yeah.
Yep. Because I know she's powerful, but I'm not the bike about that. In that parable, that person finds that coin has enough money in it to pay that person's taxes. I would even say back taxes if they had, but there was enough in that coin to pay those taxes. And the bank of the fish. 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 Okay. Sounds cool nonetheless. But anyhow. Amen. So you trust in the Lord for your financial stuff like that. And so, praise God. Whenever I get notification that seed has come in, I thank God for it. I really do. And I pray for those people. And I pray that they get blessed. Amen. Because, you know, when you're sowing into my program, that's beyond the tithe. Because the tithe, we are under God's commandments to give. He said, bring ye all the tithe into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me not, therefore, that I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room to receive. Amen. That's what God said. Now, I'm going to sing a couple songs, and then I'm going to get into Word of the Lord for tonight. Saturday's silent, Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? Friday's disappointment, Sunday's empty tomb. Since when has impossible ever stopped you? This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Pentecostal fire. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon. Pentecostal fire runs in my legs too. I believe there's another miracle here in this room. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. I believe it. My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Just as the stone that was rolled, the stone that was rolled on the bones of Elijah, if there's anything that he can't do, just as the stone that was rolled in the tomb in the garden, what happens when God says to move? I know you're doing it now. I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Do it now. Do it now. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. This is a praise, make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. I hear the sound. Yeah. I hear the sound. Yes. I hear the sound. Oh. This is what it says. Live. Live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. Live, live. Dry bones hear the word of the Lord. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Yes, this is the praise make a dead man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. He has overcome. You've already won. Oh God of revival, he rose in victory. Now I've seen it. There's a room of should my heart fear what you've defeated? I will trust in you alone. The darkest night, you can light it up. You've already won. God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You've already won. Oh God of revival, let hope arise. Death is overcome. You can light it up. God of revival, let override deserts overcome. You've already won, oh God of revival. God of revival, come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken the city. Come awaken your people. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up. Oh God of revival, let hope arise, there's overcome. You've already won, oh God of revival. The darkest night, you can light it up. You can light it up, oh God of revival. Let hope arise, death is overcome. You've already won, oh God of revival. Oh, oh, God of revival. Come awaken your people. Come awaken this city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Come awaken your people. Come awaken the city. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Every stronghold will crumble. I hear my chains hit the ground. Oh God of revival, pour it out, pour it out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm calling on the God of Jacob, the one who I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I'm asking you to do the same thing for me. Oh, yes. Oh, God, my God, I need you. Oh, God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh, rock of ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh, oh. I'm calling on the God of Mary, the one whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know through you all things are possible. Yes, I'm calling on the God of David, who made the shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own drive. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. Oh, on your faithfulness. Standing on your faithfulness. You hear your children then. God, hear your children now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered prayer back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You were a healer then. You are a healer now. You are the same God. You are the same God. You answered. You moved in power then. God, move in power now. You are the same God. You are the same God. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. God, how I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you now. How I need you now. Oh Rock of Ages, I'm standing on your faithfulness. On your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you are with us, that you are helping us. You are always with us. You are making a way for us when it seems like there's no way. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each and every one of us. Master, you know what it is that we have need of. We know, I know, Jesus, that your hand is on my our life. It's great to serve you, Master. To know that you are the great I am. Thank you, Master. We've worshiped you. We've praised you. Thank you, Master. As we enter into your word tonight, that these people will receive what it is that they are believing for from you. Thank you that you are healing our minds. You're healing our bodies. Lord, you know what we have need of, even when I don't. You know what these listeners need. Thank you that you're meeting their needs. Thank you, Master. For your sweet presence. Thank Thank you for your presence, filling each one of us, resting on each one of us. Thank you for that, Lord, and for what you're doing for each and every one of us. Thank you for that, Master. Thank you for that. Now I make my confession over this program. Thank you that sponsors and partners, come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners tune into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me, please, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy. Praise God, Deuteronomy 8. Thank God for the Word of God. I don't know how people live without God. It's pretty hard to live without Him.
So true.
I mean, why would anybody want to live without Him? What would you want Him? I mean, it's not help. If you're not living without God, it's not helping you. Thank God for His Word. And I don't just say that as some nice thing to say either. When I say thank God for His Word, I mean it. Give God water. Oh, somehow you knew what that's what I wanted. Somehow you knew that was what I wanted was after. Now I'm gonna begin with the reading of the Word of God. Be careful to follow every command that I'm giving you today, that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Turn the page. I promise, that's all that was. Yep. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep. The reason those tribes of people were in the desert for the 40 years was because of those before them who made the bad report about the land. And so none of those people would be allowed to see it in their lifetime. That's why. Verse 3. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. You also see that man does not live on bread alone in the book of Matthew. And that thing you see in the book of Matthew comes from Deuteronomy 8:3. Deuteronomy 8. Okay, folks, today we're not going to chapter 8. We're going to go to chapter 8 today. I guess, I don't know. Okay, nonetheless, back to the real verse, Deuteronomy 8. I have a word that you math for. All right, verse 4. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years sometimes mine fall at Cedar Point. Why is that? Jane, why is that? Why? Okay, that's different. Maybe that's our shoes. I mean, it's not just mine. Anybody's done. Haven't you? If we did not swell during these 40 years, we're fine. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land that streams and pools with water, with springs flowing in the valleys and hills, a land and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land whose bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks, and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land that he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast the past and dreadful desert and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of our rock. Ice cream came out of the rock, too? I don't think so. Yeah, maybe in heaven it will. It will. He brought you water out of hard rock, and he gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble you, to test you, so that in the end, it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Or as we say today, God has given me the power to get wealth. And so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. If you ever forget the Lord your God, follow other gods, and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed like the nations the Lord destroyed before you. So you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God. So, you might say, folks, how does that apply to us nowadays? you may say, you know, I know, I understand. He, what we read was to, you know, the Israelites of that day, but it applies to us. So imagine if you were in kind of just a low place, a rough spot. Maybe, you know, you were born, you know, maybe you were raised in a Christian home, maybe not, but maybe you were brought into a poor family. Maybe born poor, raised poor. And we'll say you go to school, you know, maybe go to college to, you know, better yourself, make some good money. And we'll say, over the course of time, we'll just say, you start to get blessed, and you keep getting promoted. You know, you get a great job, you start to get promoted at your work, at your job. And then we'll say, you know, suddenly you start skipping a bunch of church. Then it's like, God would be like, are you forgetting about me? Are you forgetting that I gave you the ability to produce wealth? Or anything else, if God gave you the ability to do something, like to sing, or whatever it is that you do, and then in that you forget about him, or even just decide he's not the same priority that he once was, you decide this other stuff is in front of him, this other stuff is more important than him. Ooh, yeah, check yourself.
Or you wreck yourself.
Yep, check yourself before you go down the tube. You know, because God takes us out of, you know, that rough situation. He takes us out of that Egypt, whatever that Egypt is for us. And for us, it might have not been a very terrible Egypt. For others of us, it was like that, some of us. But he took us by the hand. He launched us out in freedom. Our God did that for us. So why is it that people just decide, well, this is more important. That's more important. I got to do this. I got to do that. Blah, 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 blah. People do that. Maybe they just think, well, you know, maybe it's just they just think, you know, I want to make a good living, or like I like doing this, or whatever it might be. You know, God wants you to do the best at what you do. He does. But he wants you to remember him in what you do. This is what I would say to any pro athlete right now. I'd be saying, you know, I'd be asking them, you know, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? They'd say no. I'd try to win them right there. And then hopefully, I would pray, you know, that they would remember the Lord, that they would learn to seek him and thank him. I always think it's a great thing when athletes,
Amen. And
I'm sure sometimes it can be flattery, but I'm sure there's a lot of times when it's not just flattery, and it honestly is them giving thanks to God. You know, it's a great thing when you see that. People giving thanks to God. you know, for helping them win that Super Bowl or helping them win that college football game or that NBA Finals or that big national, you know, NCAA men's basketball trophy or the PGA, you know, pro golf or baseball or hockey or, you know, whatever sport, you know, NASCAR, things like that. Like when you've won a big trophy or when you've won like a key game and you see people, you know, it's great when you see people giving thanks to God. It's great, you know, and of course, a lot of times they'll give thanks to their parents and that too, which obviously no harm in that at all. You know, it's great to thank your parents. It really is. But ultimately, when you see them giving glory to God, sometimes it almost feels like you almost see them get a little praise on or something. You've seen them where they do that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they got that little praise on somehow. They're doing it with their hands or whatever, even if they're not, they might not be shouting because they're on interview. But you see them do their little silent praise type thing, you know.
Yeah.
Or a worship, you know, something like that. Like it, or both. You know, but you can tell. Like the ones who mean it. A lot of times they'll be praising, they'll be worship, they'll be they'll be they got that grin on their face, you know, and when I hear that, I'm like, that is awesome. And I would just go, oh, okay. When they say they give thanks to God, I'm like, wow, that's awesome. One time I heard that when I was on the midway of the fair, and some rag was going, I heard it stop, and in the background I could hear the guy on the grandstand that was after some race thing or something, and some guy said, I want to give all glory to God. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, amen.
It is cool. I still thought it was cool, and I was thinking that, you know, and I still heard that, and I got that, like, in my brain and that, even though, well, for us, it was just, you know, for me, it was just, you know, a night out, the fair, Johnny So Long at the fair, like the old song, oh, dear, what could the matter be, Johnny So Long at the fair. So Johnny had to be like, I'm there for so long because I love to be there and crowd watch, and I like to ride the ride. That's what I'd be saying. I'd be saying, that's why I was there for so long.
Right.
Because you heard that song from when you were little, right? The Johnny So Long at the fair?
I think so, yeah.
You think that's referring to why was he there for so long, or more like, I'll see you there, or what?
Probably more like, I'll see you there.
It'd be weird if it was like, why were you there so long?
Right.
It'd be like, wait, what? I'd be like, wait, what? But nonetheless, so cool when you hear about these athletes, you know, and they give their glory to God. And that's proof that you can do that. You know, and if you're a construction worker, you know, or whatever it is that you do, you can thank God for it, you know, because God's given you that ability. And I think, you know, even if you're a pro football player, I think God can help you not get injured so much. I honestly really believe that. He can. And then when you do get injured, you know, that tackle or whatever, he can get you healed. That ACL won't be torn no more.
Amen.
You know, that concussion, that part of your head that was concussed, it won't be concussed anymore.
Amen.
You know, and all that kind of stuff. I just had this feeling tonight that I was supposed to be, you know, read along these lines and that, like, whatever it is that you're doing, as you're going through your life, don't allow yourself to forget God, to forget about God, and forget what he delivered you from. Whether you were bound to some sin, bound by a substance, or whatever, or whether it was just like, you know, your upbringing or something, you know, you let God, not only do you let God be God, but then you don't forget about it. You don't forget about what God did.
Amen. Say it loud.
You don't want to forget about what God did, because when you think about that, God did that. God delivered me out of that. God did that for me. God healed me. God delivered me. God did that.
Amen.
That gives you more incentive to just keep on keeping on with him. And rather than just go like, oh, I guess my situation wasn't that bad. Why do I need God in the first place? You're like, well, for some of us, God's the only reason why we're alive.
Some of us, God's the only reason we're still living.
Yep.
Live every day.
Yep. For some of us might have gotten bad doctor's report or bad this or bad that that said that we wouldn't be able to cure ourselves past a certain age. But God.
But God,
yes. And but God. And I know he's not done. He's not done with me. And for those of you following this, he's not done with you. So let God be God, you'll find he's not done with you. He's still working on you. He's patient with you. I mean, I wish some of y'all would get your act together, but guess what? He's still patient. No names or nothing. You know, sometimes you just got to be able to pick on somebody, you know? Sometimes you just do. Maybe y'all are just pure and just so straight faced, nobody staring. But I don't know. You know, just try to be. But nonetheless, I just like to talk to y'all like y'all need to hear it. You know. And be glad to say it. And that is, you know. You know, you watch God be God, and he'll help you. And, you know, you don't forget about, and then you don't forget about God. You don't want to forget about it, about what he did as he advances you. Because otherwise you'll find that it won't be that good for you. In a way, it's almost like, well, he's blessing you, but you don't want to acknowledge it. And that's not a good way to be doing that. Like the blessing is still coming, but you're not thanking God for it. Your income's still going up, but you're not thanking God for it. You're not realizing that God helped you. Your business is doing better, but you're not giving God credit. And maybe you're not even tithing off your business. That's awful if you're not. And, you know, I'm not talking about remembering that God is God. I'm talking about remembering that God brought you out from where you were and brought you to a better place. That it was him who brought you there. That if you see your circumstances getting better, it's him who did it. He did it. That raise, get that, whatever it was they wanted. You know, they quit thanking God about it. But then you know what happened with them? They crash and burn. And sometimes great is that fall. And some of these, they aren't even serving God anymore. And I'm not a pastor. I don't try to pretend to be one even. But if I was a pastor of a church, and I had, and you know, some people in my congregation was, or used to be in my congregation were like that, I'd be like, oh my goodness, what happened to these people? They were so faithful. They would tithe regularly. They barely missed a church service. You know, they got these raises at their jobs, and then suddenly I saw him less and less and less and less and less and less. Now I hear they basically crash and burn and don't serve God anyway. Why would they do that? Why would they, in a sense, forget God? Or just become suddenly, for whatever reason, ignorant? Sometimes that's part of their problem, is they just became ignorant. They just got too carried away in the day. Might have remembered, but I decided not to focus on the fact anymore that it was God that led them to do that in the first place. Lord, thank you for this word tonight. Pray that we would never lose track. That it was you who brought us out of what we used to be, whatever it was that we used to be. You picked us up out of the miry clay. You set us on a rock. And I love you for that. And I thank you that for those people who have advanced from what they had been, may they continue to remember you and not just decide to become all ignorant and decide, you know, now that doesn't matter as much anymore. I'm too busy. I got my job to do, my tractor, my kids, my roses, my car, my car, my car, my car, my car. Oh, my goodness, my car, my tractor. And, Lord, I just thank you that we will, as we go through our lives, remember you. Remember what you did for us. Remember your benefits. Remember that you gave us abilities. Thank you for that. In your matchless name, I pray. Amen. And I confess Psalm 91 over us. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given us angels all around us to keep us in all of our ways. Say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no murderer, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, no crash, no flood, no terrorist, no disease, none of this evil stuff will come near us, our immediate loved ones. And you may have to be living great peace and great joy and be in prosperity and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
I sure love you. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
Bye.